This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ethiopian lawmakers endorsed a state of emergency Thursday after forces advanced on the capital, sparking a U.S. warning that an aid crisis that has already plunged hundreds of thousands into hunger could worsen further. A year to the day since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed troops in the northernmost region of Tigray, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF. Fighters are now just a few hundred kilometers from Addis Ababa. Abiy's government has been locked in a war for the past year with the TPLF, which dominated national politics before he took office in 2018. The 2019 Nobel Peace Laureate promised a swift victory, but by late June, the forces had retaken most of Tigray and expanded into neighboring regions. The U.S. has called on all parties to cease hostilities, and its top envoy for the Horn of Africa was due to arrive in Addis Ababa Thursday for 2 days of talks promoting peace and dialogue. Facebook says it has removed a post by Ethiopia's prime minister that urged citizens to rise up and bury the rival Tigray forces who now threaten the capital. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's post Sunday violated the platform's policies against inciting and supporting violence, a spokesperson for Facebook's parent company told the Associated Press. She said it was taken down Tuesday morning. Abiy is still regularly posting on the platform, where he has 3.5 million followers. A U.S. State Department spokesperson confirmed Wednesday a seventh round of Iran nuclear talks will start November 29th in Vienna, Austria. European Union envoy Enrique Mora has helped mediate the indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran with diplomats from European Union, Russia, and China, and other members of the original deal. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government Thursday backtracked on plans to overhaul the system for combating parliamentary corruption after a backlash, which included his advisor on ethics, calling it a damaging moment for democracy. Faced with unhappiness in his own party and headlines accusing the prime minister and his conservative administration of sleaze, the government said it would think again on plans it had pushed through parliament only the day before. A group of conservatives with Johnson's support halted a proposed 30-day suspension from parliament of one of their colleagues, Owen Paterson, who had been found guilty by parliament's standards watchdog of paid lobbying. Ukraine on Thursday appointed a new defense minister with a mandate to strengthen the army as the country remains in conflict with pro-Russia separatists. Oleksiy Reznikov, a lawyer with limited military experience, replaces Andriy Taran, who resigned earlier this week, reportedly for health reasons. A total of 273 lawmakers in the 450-seat Ukrainian parliament voted to approve the candidacy of Reznikov, who was nominated by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Introducing Reznikov to lawmakers in parliament, Zelensky said his main task would be to, quote, strengthen the defense capacity of the army, end quote. The Ukrainian army is locked in a simmering conflict with pro-Russia separatists in the country's east that erupted after Moscow annexed Crimea in 2014. European countries must work harder to prevent the coronavirus spreading further as deaths and new cases surge, the World Health Organization's Europe head said Thursday. Current transmission rates in 53 European countries are of, quote, grave concern, end quote, and new cases are nearing record levels, exacerbated by the more transmissible Delta variant of the virus, WHO's Europe director told a media briefing. The region saw a 6% increase in new cases last week compared to the week before. The number of deaths rose 12% in the same period. Major oil producers are expected Thursday to agree to continue raising output moderately despite pressure from the United States and other big consumers to open up the taps much more decisively amid soaring prices. The 13 members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their 10 allies started to gather just after 1300 GMT for their regular monthly meeting via video conference, according to a source close to the group. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.